examination unless it can bring you peace and desire. I or our elected officials need wisdom in their decision making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safely and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Join me in the roll call, please.
Allison Kelly.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Joanne Gagan. Here. Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
Helen Ferguson.
Here.
And let the record show that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present.
All right, we do have a quorum. This meeting will be held. Under my announcements this evening, we've announced this before, but please remember we do have an opening on as a trustee on this board. If anyone is interested, we'd like you to submit a concise, somewhat of a resume to us for consideration, because we'd like to get a full board. And as I said, it's a working position. We all have projects that we all are working on. So the time is important that you need to dedicate to this board and do our job. If anybody has gone up on the website, you're going to start to see some changes to the website. I've been working with Jean Beach, who has been working with her committee, getting our website up to legal requirements, because it has not been up to legal requirements. So we are working diligently to get not only the data restrictions, rules and regulations, and all of our bylaws and district policies updated on the website, be able to have a copy at the office so that everybody can see them and we're all on the same page. So we are working on it diligently. The vial of life that we handed out last year, and I announced this at the last meeting, we can no longer get the vial of lives. However, Karen Foote I asked her to take the project on because she was familiar with them. We have bags in the office with your door ID that goes on your window. In that plastic bag is a form you fill out with all your medical information. You hang it on your refrigerator. So if you ever call for an ambulance, the EMTs see that. They're going to know to look for that information hanging on your refrigerator. So please, if you don't have one, stop at the HPPOA office and pick one up for each family member. And one addition under new business on the agenda, after budget, Keith will do his treasurer's report. My fault, I neglected to put that in. So he will give a report, treasurer's report, after the budget talk. That's all I have for my announcements tonight. So the first thing, and I'm trying to not put too much on the agenda this evening because I have a feeling it's going to be long anyway, but we have put this off for a couple of meetings. It's discussion of golf carts in the green spaces. So this is your opportunity to voice your opinion, what you feel. Should they be in there? Should they not be in there? So we can hear what our residents want. So there's a mic in the center. All you need to do is turn it on and talk. If anybody would like to voice their concern, make a recommendation, anything you need to talk about. Nobody? Okay.
Good evening, Ed Regis, 409 Holiday. I don't know if anybody else feels the same way, but people riding in the green spaces in their golf carts repeatedly in the same spots. I take my dog, I walk all around Holiday Park, almost all the way around. We're getting in a lot of areas, like especially by the back pond, I noticed this morning on either side of the sidewalk, all the grass is gone, it's dirt, it's rust from the tires. I see people riding in between, riding over there on the golf cart. They're not parking and walking on the pathway, they're riding their golf cart on the walkway. And the wheels are hit in the soft. But also, they're running in between people's houses, up on their grass and everything, and not anything, but there's also people parking their golf carts in the front of the clubhouse on the grass because it's shady and it's making ruts. I think having grass in the area looks nice. We don't want it to look like some trash trail park on US 1. But if they keep riding on the green spaces, we're going to have what looks like a trashy lawn, and they're killing off all the grass, and it's looking lousy.
My name is Tony Bailey.
A little bit louder, please.
My name is Tony Bailey, and I live at 127 Holiday Park. I'm one of the people who have a golf cart who go up on the green. At the one on Berry Lane, if you look up there, the places where the dirt is where those people who paved our road left McCadden, and it's coming to the top of this, through the dirt, and you can see it. Go in there and just look, you can see it, where it's coming up. And that's contributing a lot to the look of that particular one. Now, if you don't want us, oh, and I know what the lady's talking about the park on the back pond, right, on either side of the road, or on either side of the sidewalk. If you don't want people to be on the green, then you have to have some type of arrangement where they can park off the road somewhere so that they can walk their animals, and a lot of people do it without having golf carts. A lot of people do it with. We don't do it in order to make the place look like a trashy place. We do it, I guess because it's just convenient. So it would be nice if there would be another convenient way that we could do that. We used to be able to go the whole way across the green area on Berry, and they blocked that, and because they didn't want us going the whole way across and making ruts out along Blossom. And we abided by that. We don't. We no longer run across there. And in the beginning, we resisted a little bit, but we came to terms with it. And it just seems like we get pushed more and more. We wanted to put a dog park in, and that didn't set well. And so we have to have some type of a for everybody involved, because there are too many people in here with dogs and too many people with golf carts, that we have to come up with some solution.
That have mobility problems and have golf carts, they also have animals. and they ride up into the cat there and stop to exercise their animals, get back on their cats and go back home. So we need to keep those people in mind. Some of us do not have any mobility problems, others do. We need to think overall, not just for a few.
Anybody else?
Marcia Shear, 382 Holiday Park. I just want to say there's signs all over that don't drive your bikes on the grass. I mean, if we can't drive our bikes on the grass, then why should golf carts be on the grass? Just saying.
Left, it would be the right entering this quarter. the dog squatted on that side. He then crossed Holiday Park with the dog. It was a very dark brown, black dog, small dog. The dog squatted on the other side. Then he walked up the street across from Vista Point. Did not pick up anything either time. So I said, I don't own a dog. I do own a golf cart. I don't run on the green areas. I stay on the road. So, it's a tough situation as far as picking up after the dogs. That'd be nice because I don't want to walk on not too many people and just walk the dogs.
Thank you.
Turning 8127 Holiday, if you see someone who takes their dog out and they don't pick up after the dog, I think that you should confront the person. We have confronted several people up in the park about this issue, and it is resolved, and they know that this is something they should have been doing all along. So what you need to do, if somebody picks a dog, he's in your yard, and he goes to the bathroom, you need to be running out there screaming and yelling and raising the devil, because that should not be happening. They're not responsible people.
All right. I don't think that there's going to be a solution this evening. I would like to have the board members think about what has been said and maybe come to the next workshop meeting with some suggestions, some ideas. Let's see if we can come to a resolution. I'm not sure we can, but at least we'll take it under advisement and let's see what we can do. I appreciate all your comments. We're going to have a long meeting tonight, we're not going to do any trustee reports. I can just say that things are definitely moving along. Just be aware that there have been significant problems with the fountain, which should be resolved by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We finally got a resolution. All the ground sprinkler systems are now resolved, and everything in front of the rec hall, as far as the sprinkler systems and pumps, are resolved. So I just want to put that out there for people thinking that nothing's been done. We've had multiple problems. By tomorrow morning, unless something else goes wrong, everything should be up and running. So, moving on. Approval of the meeting minutes for February 25th, 2019. May I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the meeting.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. Trustee comments. Any comments from trustees on those minutes? Any comments from the public? That being said, I'd like to call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes of February 25th, 2019, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Those minutes are now approved. Okay, budget. Keith, take over the budget and your treasurer's report, please.
Okay. I'm going to pass out my proposed budget. It was really pretty hard to do, in the fact that I only had 4 months of this year, and we still have 8 months left to go to figure out what's going to happen next year. Some of the things,
Now this is a proposed budget for the trustees' review. We will take the numbers under consideration, compare them, and then we will come back at the next meeting with either comments, and hopefully we can approve this budget. So this is a proposed budget for trustees review.
For 19 and 20, year 2019 and 2020, starting next September. So excuse me, October. So that's what we're working on the budget for. You can see where I put a little comments in the right column. I moved in possible raises or make sure we had allowance for our 3% raises in raising your cost. I put that in not to say that that's what we should do for raises, just so you know how that fits into the budget. Okay, then the other things, the taxes and the other stuff went up because of the raises are based on the formula. I did not change the insurance because the insurance people do not have numbers for that far ahead. So we're going to kind of work out that and stuff. But as you can see, it's pretty much, I have a little estimation here, and like 85-90% of stuff I kept is the same as this year, because you'll see on the Treasury report, we are sticking pretty close to stuff we had the last year.
So that the auditors know that money was moved from A to B if it's a strict line item.
Yeah, we do. Okay. I just was, giving our numbers so we can see where we are.
And we don't have the health insurance, correct?
We don't have the numbers on the health insurance.
How can we vote on it next month, the next meeting, if we don't have the figures from the health?
We're gonna, Sri, how are we coming with those costs with the insurance? I know we've talked a couple times and they weren't able to give us our numbers yet.
We're having a hard time. She doesn't have the figures. She doesn't have the figures yet, so we're just going to have to wait and see.
I think it's January before we start insuring people on the new form. That's, 9 months away.
Excuse me,
it's
9 months away, but we're voting on a proposed budget.
Well, I've got a number. I've got the same number in there that I had last year.
You really think it's going to be the same?
No. Is it going to be higher or lower?
It's something radically wrong, because usually you have a figure from the insurance companies. How is this not possible?
Because we need to vote on it later.
What?
She has a figure that she did propose to us, but we don't know how accurate it's going to be.
But
like a crystal ball. Okay, she did give us a figure.
I don't know
if that's going to be 100% accurate.
Well, is it close?
I mean, I think so.
Then it should be in the proposed budget.
We need to see something. I mean,
absolutely.
We can't vote on something where we have.
Oh, what is it? I didn't have it when I was doing it.
Let's see if we can get it into the this.
I'll get some.
We need to get a number in here in order to approve it.
There is a number, which is the same as last year.
Yeah, but you know, mine went up 6%, so.
Okay. Anyway, take a look at that. And any comments you have, or put it in the email box, and I'll take a look at it and see what we can adjust. Okay? Okay, treasurer's report. I've tried a little something different this time. I made up a sheet with telling you how much assets we have, in other words, cash in bank. Stuff we can use now if we had to. Then I went to February's income and expenses and how we came out. And the same way with year-to-date October, February. You can see that we spent more money in February than we made, but that's because most of our income comes in the first November and December, excuse me, December and January, when people are paying their taxpayer fees. Okay, so as you see down on number 7 there, we're 214% above our income. Okay, so most of the next 2 months, we're going to be taking some of that income we were counting on. We've got, you know, to cover that. As you can see, according to the percentage of actual budget, our expenditures, which are spread out over years and over the months, is 98%. We're right at our budget count. So that's the important one, how we're doing today. Okay. Now, you see the numbers, the sign there? Okay, in the bulletin board out there is the bookkeeper's numbers, okay? If you will look at number 1 here, I put number 1 on that page where I got that. So you know where the balance of assets came from. It was right on that first page. If you want to know where they're how they're doing, just look up the detail above. Okay, 2 is on the next page, expansion. You want to see where they are? So all that is always going to be hanging out there on the bulletin board. I'm hoping at least a day or two before our meeting. Okay? But I think most people are just interested in what's on this front page. They want to know how we did this month, how we're doing for the year, how our loans. If there is anything, I'm not going to get too detailed because most people aren't that interested. If you are, you're right there. But if you have something you really would like to see more, let me know on this page because that's what I'm going to be turning in. Okay? Any questions? That's all I have.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Oh, one other thing. The paper out there had all 3 loans in that bottom number 11. I totaled them up. That's our total loan. It's not open up like it is out there. Okay?
Keith, remember I asked you to ask the the accountant on these loans to break out any additional payments we're paying on the loans?
Yes.
I don't see it on this loan payment.
If you look on that loan paper, okay, the first one, they show payments every month. They skip a line. The second one, for the second loan, they have something on every line. The top one is our regular payment. The second one, 1660.81, is our additional payment. I'm not seeing.
So we're only paying additional monies on loan number 2.
Yeah. Yeah, the additional loan payment is on the second loan.
How did that come from?
Rather than paying off our first loan.
That's what has been happening, and that was here before I left. But that's what the money they're getting is down. They put the extra money on the second one. I haven't asked them why they're putting on the second one.
Oh, maybe that's a higher interest rate?
Might be the higher interest rate.
And they're trying to pay it down.
Okay, yeah.
But that's where that extra payment is.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
That's because I've asked Keith to let you know when you post it. Because we have been paying extra payments on these loans, and you need to know where we're paying them and how much extra we're paying them. So I've asked them to include that in the report, because I think that's important for you to know. So, okay, thank you. Okay, so my question is, all right, let's do one thing at a time. I need a motion to approve the treasurer's report first.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Any questions by the trustees at this point? Any questions by the audience? Okay, so moved. So therefore, I'd like to call for a vote for approval of the treasurer's report for March 11, 2019, as presented to this board. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, treasurer's report has been approved. Okay, next thing. Okay, we've got the budget. We will review the budget numbers, try and get the healthcare numbers in that. So I would like all the trustees to go through the budget as much as they can, knowing that we're going to add that in, and hopefully come to the next meeting and have a good proposed budget that we can discuss and approve. Thank you. Summer meeting schedules. We had summer meetings last year because we didn't have a district manager. This board has been working very diligently on multiple projects. It has been in the past that July and August we have no meetings unless, and I want to say this, unless there's an emergency that we need to call a meeting. I would like to resume that schedule and give these people a break. Let them go on vacation and not have to worry about scheduling vacations in and out of meetings. So, I would like to make a motion that we return to the summer schedule, have no meetings for July and August. If we need to call a meeting, we will call a meeting on an emergency basis. And that is by the Florida statutes as well. So that's my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Helen and Barb both did the same. So we have a first, a second. Trustee comments.
Thank you.
Just to reiterate that our last meeting will be then June 24th.
That's correct. Our next, or yes, that's correct. Great. All right, I have a first, second. Any public comment, please? Excellent. All right, that being said, I'd like to call for a vote. All those in favor of returning to the summer meeting schedule, which means no meetings, no scheduled meetings for July and August, with the exception of calling an emergency meeting if necessary, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, now, if you look at the agenda, there C is district manager's request for a salary adjustment, and D is district manager's review. What I have asked the trustees to do is write up their thoughts on a review. This is what prompted this subject, and I would like to read to everybody so that we all hear it. As soon as I get...
She
should stay so she could hear.
Okay.
Just let me get mine. Will somebody sing a song for a minute? I have too many papers here. I'm looking for the letter.
You look
good. Yeah. Okay, so what prompted this was the board received a letter dated February 22nd, 2019. Attached, please find documents pertaining to my request for pay increase. Minutes to the Board of Trustees meeting dated October 8th, 2018. Letter of acceptance, May 30th, 2018. Those were documents presented to this board. I've continued to be a hands-on, results-oriented manager in all areas with Holiday Park to include administration, violations, personnel, customer relations, budgeting, preventative maintenance. I am requesting a $10,000 annual increase at this time and another $10,000 increase upon my annual review June 1st, 2019. Thereafter, any pay increase will depend on merit and the economy. This will put my salary in the lower median for the state of Florida and the county of Brevard. As you can see by the statistics that I have provided, this is actually less than the annual salary of an experienced 30-year district manager as myself. I have several years before I retire and plan on having a long professional relationship with Port Malabar Holiday Park. Thanking you, Cherie Morris, District Manager, Port Malabar Holiday Park. What she provided was multiple pages of salary ranges for property managers in the state of Florida. Now, property manager in the state of Florida, there are many definitions. However, the gist of it, it maintains property manager in the state of Florida. The average property manager salary in Florida is $90,132 of January 31st, 2019. But the range typically falls between 78 and 103. Salary ranges could vary depending on the city and many other important factors, like cost of living. This is out of Miami. But the definition is, maintains a portfolio of properties, directs buying and selling and leasing properties in the portfolio, provides information on operating costs as well as annual budget for properties, evaluates records for accuracy, completeness, and compliance with policy, may manage commercial, industrial, or residential properties, requires a bachelor's degree, typically reports to top management, manages subordinate staff in the day-to-day performance of their job. True first-level manager ensures the project slash department milestones goals are met and adhering to approved budget, has full authority for personnel actions, extensive knowledge of department process, typically requires 5 years experience related, blah, 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 and it goes on about supervisory experience. There's another definition. Manage day-to-day requirements of property. Inspect property for damages or maintenance requirements. Schedule maintenance improvements. Collect rent. Collect utility and other payments. Enforce late fees for tardy payments. Negotiate lease contracts. Evaluate property for pricing. Calculate rental rates. Document property interior and exterior with photos. Calculate overhead costs, taxes, and profit goals. Handle operating expenses, budget maintenance, cosmetic improvements for good ROI, return on investment. Develop and document property policies and rules. Installs locks and oversees security precautions. Develop preventive maintenance policies. Establishes communication for repairs and emergencies. Act as a general contractor to property repairs and renovations. Manage all property personnel, landscaping, cleaning crews, etc. Maintain and update property records, document expenses, invoices, receipts, and warranties. Prepare annual financial report for taxes and required material for tax documents. Advise owners on tax deductions and expenses. Maintain a positive relationship with renters and tenants. Advise and market vacant spaces. There are other definitions, but the gist is, from what I have looked into and other definitions that I have here, and you can do that, you're saying, property managers deal mostly with HOAs, commercial properties, properties that require rental properties that require taxes, properties that require vacancies. That's not part of what Cherie's job is here. She's a district manager, which fits more into either a residential manager or a community manager. And the community manager, and you can look it online, manages the community, which is what we are. So I feel that that title is a little bit misleading. And I'm not saying that these are wrong, but these are for property managers, which is only, I would say half of what the property manager does is not what we need here. We need somebody to manage our community. That's my personal feeling. So anyway, we got this information, and I've distributed this information to all the trustees, asked them to review that, and I've also asked them to write up their review, and I'm asking them to also verbalize their review to you. Because we are supposed to represent you. I want this to be an open board, and then we're going to come to you as well to make it fair and open. This is not anything more than information that we're sharing with each other, and then we will have a discussion. So, Bob is your first chair.
Okay, I also looked at the property manager. I looked at the community manager. I also looked at what I call residential property manager. And just a little definition of that is manage the daily operation of one or more residential properties, oversee sales, lease, and marketing, maintenance, and other support staff, provide information on operating costs as well as the annual budget for the property managers, people, and everything. And then it goes, how much does a residential property manager earn in Florida? The average residential property manager salary in Florida is $54,084 as of January 31st, 2019. But the range typically falls between $47,120 and $61,039. Salary ranges can vary widely depending on the city and other important factors of education. So what I did, what Allison asked me to do, and I posted it to the board of directors. As per Sherry's request of immediate raise and title of property manager, my evaluation is as follows. I have looked at several job descriptions for property managers in Florida. First one being a residential property manager with a salary range of $47,120 to $61,039 and the average of $54,084. The second one being a property manager with a salary of $78,241 to $103,700, the average of $90,132. After carefully reading both job descriptions, I came to the conclusion that Sherry's job as district manager fits well into the residential property manager. To evaluate Sherry's performance, I have used an evaluating system from 1 to 5. 1 being poor, 2 being fair, 3 being average, 4 being above average, and 5 being excellent. I also used the job description from our district while I was evaluating it, which here's a 5-page job description, which I went, and you can see there's some numbers on there, how I evaluated from 1 to 3, or 1 to 5, 3 being average. Okay. I have also used a job description for our district manager while I was evaluating. I only used the points in her job description that pertains to what Sherry and I have worked together on. So I didn't use everything there. I just used what was pertinent to us. And what I have observed while being in the office, I evaluated 23 points of the job description, giving her 1 to 5 points on each question. After evaluating the 23 points in her job description, I came up with a score of 69, which then I averaged and came up with an average of 3.0. With 3.0, my evaluating system is average. Sherry's salary at this time was $65,000 plus Holiday Park pays $7,472.88 of her insurance, bringing her total salary to $72,472.88. This is well above the top salary of a residential property manager in Florida. After consideration of all the above, without any bias,
I feel that Sherry is not entitled to a raise at this time. First chair.
Thanks, Bob. Joanne?
I wrote a review as well. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I did list what I thought were her attributes, those being that she came with many contacts from tradespeople that she utilizes that can't always be taught right away, that she understands problems and it can speak rather knowledgeably about them. But I did find weaknesses. And I find in her weaknesses, her ability to write properly and correctly, that could be handed off to administrative assistants with her oversight. I find that she's weak in follow-ups, and I also find that she's weak in prioritizing. And the fact that the $5,000 increase was given after 90 days, which I thought was very unusual, and since the board at that time had voted not to give a raise except at her annual review, I don't think I could vote on another increase at this time, but I would address it at, and there should be just one annual review and annual increase if it's warranted and merited. So at this time, I would not vote for an increase.
Thank you. Jack?
First of all, I'd like to congratulate the audience for careful listening. I was impressed with some of the letters that came our way that said, when she was hired, the range was 60 to 63,000. I had my notes too, and I was surprised that there were people sitting out here who were carefully taking those same kind of notes and referred to those. So, congratulations, our president, for being careful listeners. I think one of her strong points is being a people person. I have talked to her since I lived at 209 Holiday Park and 206 Holiday Park and what's happening there. And I think her response to Mrs. Hall shows a caring, compassionate person. Again, she shared that at a meeting here, and some of you may have that in your memory bank too, that she said she volunteered to help Mrs. Hall find a suitable place for her multi-generational family to live, not Holiday Park. I don't have a golf cart, so I have not any rust, but I have ridden with her, and we have done some inspections and some visits, and I find her interaction with people very, again, understanding. She's very tactful in trying to get the point across after you clean up your cardboard. But I see a compassionate person there. I look at the staff that she has hired. I think we have new grounds people, we have new gatehouse people, we have a new office administrative assistant. And I think they seem to be working out well, at least from my judgment and my theory. So I think I would give her good marks there too. One of the things that came up in her interview was that she has computer skills, but they're not her strongest suit. And I hope that she would work at bringing those up to speed. And as we get updated equipment in the office, that will probably be a result. I also noted that there were lots of issues on her plate when she came due to the absence of a district manager in place here. And I think she has picked up the challenges very well. I think as a former high school administrator, I can see some of the problems some people had in their review of her, because as you're dealing with suppliers and vendors and all of that, I've learned, just trying to get a few things done, that Florida works slowly. And I think that's true. I've come to realize that. I don't know how many people said to me, well, you're not up north anymore. They don't get done as fast down here. And some people said there are too many things, started and not finished. Well, I don't know if some of that is her responsibility or if that falls elsewhere. I just wanted to put that point of view. Now to the last thing that I had made mention of, the raise. I voted for the $5,000 raise early into her being here. But I think the Sunshine Law made all of us go to a computer and do the research on every kind of manager there is and what are the range of a salary and whatever. And unfortunately, I left my folder at home, so I don't have all that to read to you how many people are at 90,000 or 45,000 or 60,000. But I said at this point, I would not support another raise. But I would go on record as saying from June and Andrew, we were asked to say what we might support at that point. I said I would support a $3,600 raise from June, which would be $300 a year more. $300, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Keith?
Yes. I've been going to review basically a paraphrase of this. I've worked with the street in many situations as a chairman and a treasurer. She has always called me to solve the problem and get information needed. She always took a leadership role in any problem came along. She would step right up to it. I know when we do that around the park, sometimes there'd be a problem. And she would automatically get out right now. And we'll talk to the person, again, very calm, very nicely, but very firm, and we'll get it moved, you know, like you said, it's very tough, you know, some stuff around our community, and anytime, I call people, and they will do that. And Sheree had a great understanding of property management and business, that supports it. She adapted where it needed to be on our special issue. She has been a property manager or managed the art type of situation. Again, there's many different definitions that I would agree. And she has a lot of experience, she knows a lot of people that are there. I think everything started getting improved around here and got well. Again, those are strong points on the job task. I think they are good at working with people, good meet people well, remember people well. Again, her skills are need to be upgraded on a computer and again, but I know she's signing her classes for that, to do that kind of thing. And so my final thing is I did vote for $5,000 because when we signed, we hired her at $60,000 and then instead of giving her the $5,000, I would prefer to put any vote off on a raise.
Thanks, Keith. Eloise?
I will definitely use my big comment because I don't want to take up too much time. In her first 9 months as manager, she has surpassed expectations in most areas. She arrived with the administrative skills required for the day-to-day running of the park office. And she used those skills to improve the local's function. Her attitude toward our residents is respectful of their issues, and she addresses those issues promptly. A fuller explanation of the rules and the reasons behind them, and a little more feedback regarding the solution, might lead to furthering an already good relationship. Sheree has familiarized herself with our current procedures, and for the most part has adhered to them or suggested improvements. She has also educated herself regarding local and state laws governing our type of park. Since we had a number of major projects in progress or planning, this has required a good deal of research and study on her part. Although she multitasks well, the number of current projects is daunting, and at times can be overwhelming. The trustees and Sheree may need to consult more often in order to set priorities regarding safety issues, necessary repairs, financial possibilities, and improvements to the benefits of the park. Some things take priority. Walmart, who is the best manager I have seen in the park in my 10 years here. Understandably, in the first year, she tried to deal with both trustees and residents with as much tact as possible. Now we are becoming more familiar with our staff and more comfortable, and I hope the relationship will continue and improve. I was asked to comment on work hours, and I have worked in a similar position to Cherise for many, many years, and I understand that hours must be flexible. There are times when I was working until midnight, and other times when things had to get done, you make up the time when you can. I voted for Grace Cherise after 3 months, because she initially seemed to take hold very well. Unlike most mobile home communities, we own our land. So managing government requirements is more complicated, but the position she holds doesn't quite rise to the level of property management. Since our original contract was to $60,000, and we gave her a $5,000 raise, but we do not vote for another increase at this time, I would vote to consider it at following your review. But I don't think I would vote for what she's asking for, which is $25,000 in her first year as a 45% increase. Okay. But I would vote for an increase at, I think, at the first year.
Thank you. Helen?
Okay. Jerry is very well liked by everyone. Can you bring his personality? She's well loved by everybody. She has a very good personality. But there are a few things that it's not all her fault. There's other things that come up, and she'll be working on something, and she has something comes up that's more important or whatever. So she has to stop that and do something else. I find that very hard to agree with, although I don't know what her position is. You know, she'll go gung-ho on everything. Then when something happens and she has to slow down, not through all of her faults, she has to slow down and then something else will come up and try to go to that project. Then she'll get that done, and then she doesn't get back to the one that she was at the first time when she started. And I feel she has tried very hard to make some headway as a community manager, not a property manager. I'm just not sure that her lack of follow-through. And like I say, it's not all her fault, but I think it could be better. And at this time, I do not feel she should get a raise at this time. She has already been given one raise since she took the position. And
okay, thank you. Bart.
Mine is very short and sweet. I get a lot of thought for this. Hour on a computer, you can give from 30,000 to 130,000, okay? I read over everything, and I think for the amount of time Sherry has been here, she's doing an extraordinary job, okay? She's taken on many projects that have been lingering for years, okay? She's been doing something to straighten out the office. And to me, if we could pay Mr. Anderson $75,000 a year for doing nothing, okay? We paid Jody $50,000, and we gave him $20,000 raise in one sitting, okay? We might be have a manager in our park that's doing something, okay? Years ago, we used to sit down, and this is quite a few years ago, and sit down and talk with them about the review and find out where they need that help. We can go in and sit down and talk with them. I voted really to give her a $5,000 raise, okay? I voted because she really tried. She won't be passed. Somebody come in and say, can you marry my girlfriend and me? And she says, certainly. She multitasks, okay? She bends over backward to try to do everything she can for this part. She has the enthusiasm. Jack really put it in the perspective, okay? And really, myself, I think I would have given her the other $5,000 raise, and in June, come back and revisit the situation. But I guess I'm no longer on this panel that can say that. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm very short and sweet.
Good.
All right. My review, we hired Cherie at 60. Within 3 months, we gave her a $5,000 raise, which was brought her compensation based on the salary of $65,000 plus her benefits, and to a total of $72,472.88 is the total compensation package, plus her vacation, 9 paid holidays, 2 personal days, and sick time. That salary increase became that was an 8.3% increase in 3 months. She's requesting an immediate raise of $10,000 and another $10,000 on her anniversary date, June 1st. That would be a raise to her base to $85,000. It would be a $25,000 raise or a 45% increase in 12 months. I've had to work very closely with Cherie initially to bring her up to speed on special district requirements, our policies, DORs, etc. And to this day, it still remains a learning curve. She continues to deal with errors in the past and has built a good administrative team around her, not only to identify these errors, but also implementation and corrective actions. She has experience in modification of business space and has brought her desires to our community. She drives her projects initially, but at times seems to be lax with her completion dates, nor driving the project through completion. And therefore, things have been on the agenda and keep being on the agenda. Some are not her fault, clearly, but some, I think, could be moved through completion much sooner. Her ability to multitask from inception to completion sometimes gets clouded, because there are too many projects she takes on before completion of existing projects. This then ties in her ability to prioritize which projects can sit back and wait, and those that she should drive to completion immediately. We need to prioritize our projects instead of building on and on and on. She has a difficult time in asking for assistance from other trustees, as she is a manager who likes to control the situation and not delegate, which I understand. However, I feel that I've had several conversations and offered not only to help, but also trustees have also helped in her project. She also needs to be more proactive with her contractors or those she calls to inquire about information. She initially makes calls and then waits sometimes a week or two for a callback from them instead of following through. This all goes to an immediate follow-up. And I do think with our situations when we're dealing with projects, that phone calls to anybody she's requesting information from, she needs to follow up within at a maximum of 48 hours to get some kind of resolution, either by phone or by email. She needs to implement a stronger time management plan. Plan her day, the night before, what meetings she has, phone calls, emails, all can be scheduled within the workday. And I talked to her about making sure that all these trustees make an appointment, not just walk into the office and disturb her now. And I'm asking that residents do the same thing so she can organize. She needs to be in the office from 8 to 5, as stating in her letter of employment, not 8 to 4. Clarity in communication, both verbal and written, are weak, and she needs to definitely step up to the plate on that. My general review is that Cherie has done some very good improvements in the park, and continues to strive to update our district office and recreation building. Her noticeable areas of improvement in my space is she needs to increase her knowledge of time management, her follow-up, prioritizing communications, updating trustees per her job description on a weekly basis, asking for clarification on issues before making decisions on her loan, her own, both legal and project-based. Listening skills and her written skills definitely need improvement. Based on my interactions, my recommendation is that no raise be given at this time, with improvement in some critical areas we can discuss at her one-year anniversary if there should be another adjustment to her salary. That's my review. So at this time, I would like to call for a motion, now that we've read this, I would like to give, just to tell you, I've gotten 5 letters from 5 different residents, okay? I asked for your input, 5 residents sent me emails, letters. I will not read them to embarrass them, but all 5 are stating no raise is indicated. They don't feel she deserves a raise. That's from the residents. So I would like to open this up to your comments at this point. If anybody would like to speak. Okay, so nobody else would like to speak. I would like to call for a motion to, just went blank. We'd like to call for a motion to address, or to, let's see. I would like to call for a motion to, I'm sorry, people. I've had a long day. I would like to offer a motion to give Sheree her request of $10,000 raise immediately and a $10,000 raise of June 1st. It's just a motion. I need a second.
Second to discussion.
Second to discussion.
You're making that motion?
Making that motion. Okay. So now we have a motion and a second to discuss. We have discussed this with the trustees. We have read our reviews. I've asked for your input. I have letters from residents. I would like now to go through one by one and ask each trustee how they will vote. Either for her acceptance and give her a $10,000 raise now and a $10,000 raise June 1st. Jack?
No.
No.
Eloise?
No.
Keith?
No.
Joanne?
No.
Bob?
No.
Helen?
No.
Helen? Barry?
Say it to me.
Well, I thought...
No, yes or no?
Yes or no? I can't vote for not for 10,000, for 5,000.
No, yes or the motion was for 10.
This is a motion is for 10. And I vote no. Motion carries. There will be no raise immediately for $10,000. And right now, no raise June 1st for $10,000. However, her review is coming up. We will do a formal review, which we owe Sheree to do. We will do the same thing with this Board of Trustees. We will review her on her performance, and then come up with a review for and consider any salary increase at that point.
The motion is defeated.
The motion has been defeated. That's correct. We're not going to discuss the old business, but what I would like to bring to everybody's attention, we are going to post from now on all of our projects, which you see on your agenda, and after each project, we're going to give you a dollar amount that either has been approved or it's going to cost, so you will know how much money we are going to be paying out on all of our projects. And right now, I will go through it verbally so you can write them down. I did get a chance to add this to the agenda because I didn't have the numbers. So, on the gazebo, HPPOA, I think is giving us $2,000. Three, sorry. So they are giving us $3,000, all right? Our hot water heater in the kitchen. We were talking about whether or not we really need to do propane or can we just replace our hot water tank right now instead of spending thousands of dollars in running new pipes, changing everything over, breaking through the wall, taking the hot water tank out. It may be just as well to buy a good hot water tank with an on-off button and save ourselves $12,000. So Cherie has estimated that it's probably going to be about $700. We're getting quotes on that. The Americana gate repair will cost us $500 because that's our deductible because the insurance company is going to pay the rest. The compound storage area is estimated by the time it's all done and outfitted and everything is going to be $10,000. That may be a little high. The front pond fountain is probably going to come in by the time all of the bills come in with all the electrical and all the repair pipes, about $2,000. The sprinkler system is costing us around $1,500. Our computer system upgrade has been approved last year for $10,000. That's going to be happening very soon. Our alert security cameras for the compound. We do have quotes. We're just not going to vote on it tonight. That's going to be around $4,000 or $5,000. The rec hall doors. We've already drawn $17,081.34 off. We're still going to owe $16,773. The bocce and shuffleboard court, we're waiting for the committee to decide, are we going to do shells? Are we going to do, we have no estimate on that right now. We only have what ifs. The office construction plan, the way it sets right now, is about, say, $3,800. The completion of the floor molding in the rec area is $3,581.68. The rec hall AC replacement, we have to replace this 20-some-year-old AC out here because it's only half running, it's 20-some years old. That's going to be about, well, it's going to be $15,933 because it's a commercial unit. And our pool furniture is $10,000. So right now, without adding anything else, the money we are going to be paying out once all of these are completed, with the exception of the bocce court, is $77,780.61. My recommendation to all of us and to this board is not take on any more projects until the next budget area. Or we're going to be just piling on money after money after money. So I want you to know that. And from now on, all of these numbers are going to be on your agenda so you can see. And as the projects are completed, they will come off this list. So that's been... I just feel that I want everybody to understand how much things are costing us. And yes, we want to do all of these things all at once, but we're going to have to draw back until we get some kind of completion, because we've been racing through a whole lot of projects. So, that being said, moving on, number 9, public comment. Somebody's car? Okay, got it. Okay. Got to turn on one.
Honestly, 155 dollars. Bob, I want to say you did a very nice job with the new bushes you put around the RV compound. My next question is, when do you think they will start to remove the fence and the cement blocks?
They told me last week that they're going to be here Tuesday, tomorrow. If they are not here by 9 o'clock, you know I'll call.
Okay, thank you. Tonight, I have one more concern. I left yesterday after the concert, and there was a man outside at the showers. He was soaking himself down. Do you know what I'm talking about? He would soak his behind and then butt with his bathing suit on. Now that should be on tape. You should be able to look at the view and get a hold of that news. That's my concern. Thank you.
Where are our reading pool signs that says no soap showers?
Today.
Yes, sir.
All right. He's been approached, and this has been an issue. He hasn't done it for quite a while, so he's got his shenanigans. So we know who it is.
I just have to say, I do have a frustration level here when you request information and we go out and we spend hours and days to get that information to you guys. There's nowhere near $12,000 going to be spent on a gas hot water heater. And just so you have clarification, it's not just a gas water heater. You need hot water to these two bathrooms over here, which we've now priced out. We have a mixing valve so that we will not have the people scalding their hands, washing the dishes, because you need 150 degrees at the dishwasher, so you need two different temperatures. So we figured out how to do it with a mixing valve. We also have it priced out to put gas shutoffs at all of the equipment that's back here. Right now, somewhere to happen, you actually have to climb behind the stove to turn it off, and it handles all three things. Everything, all this is only around $4,000, which is not that bad of a price. And number two, did I hear you say, as I walked out kind of aggravated, that you didn't have a price for the bocce ball? Or we looked into that and presented a bid to the office too. You can do both courts for $4,000 plus, and you only need to do one court. So because of the shipping, it still might be close to $3,000. So a lot of work has went into two projects already. And once again, I'm sorry, my frustration level says don't call me again.
I'm only reporting the numbers that I have, Bob.
Well, I was ready to give a good presentation on the hot water heater tonight, so you would know. Break down every line item.
Well, unfortunately, we can only report with what we have in front of us, and I can only address what we have in front of us. I'm sorry if that went awry, but right now this says waiting for quote, so I don't know what to tell you. I can only report what we have. We've got no information on the courts here. We've got no information on any of the costs. I only can report, as I said, what we get. So I'm sorry if he's frustrated. Anyway. Any more public comment? No, I can't.
The doors are here.
The doors are there. That's the rec hall doors.
What doors are they?
I know, sir.
You weren't at the meeting?
No.
Okay. So, Cherie, you want to address what doors you're replacing?
We're replacing these doors. We're replacing both entrance and exit doors in the lobby. We're replacing the main doors in the billiards room. We are removing the single door, and then we're going to drywall it to the end. These doors are special made, so we should be getting them next week. Permits, everything are already in. They're done. But because these are special order doors, it's taken a little bit longer.
really going to be beautiful. So I'm hoping it's worth the wait. And again, this is Florida. Either the fish is good or the surf's up. But anyway, it will get done. And thanks for your patience. But they will be here next week. And hopefully the installation will commence thereafter.
Now, I agree with the hot water, but right now, on-demand units are not inexpensive. Can we wait until October maybe to do those? Those are the things that we're going to consider. It's not to say we're not considering them, because we are.
Hi, I'm at Regis 409 Holiday. I'm under the board of HPPOA, and one thing we've discussed is the kitchen, the dishwasher. I'm kind of the chief dishwasher operator in this place. And if you look at it, hot water for the kitchen is the second lowest thing on this list. But unless you've been at a function and you have 150 to 200 people in the room here, various old china dishes, silverware, and you run out of hot water and you have to wait 20 minutes, 25 minutes so you can run it again, you'd be surprised. surprised how long you spend and how many hours it takes to wash all of those things.
Okay, can I interrupt you? This list is not prioritized. We have made that, the dishwasher, a priority. So within the next week or two, Sheree, what's the date?
We can get it done tomorrow if I can get that one last bid.
Trying to get the final bid, we keep calling. But if it's under $5,000, you have the authority to do it. So let's get it done.
Exactly. I can say too, since in our organization here, the most money generated back into the park for the residents comes from dinner dances that we put on, and everybody working in the kitchen, I would say that it would be best if that's our source of income, biggest source. And second of all, with all of the list of all of these projects, completion of floor molding and rec area, what was wrong with the molding that was there? And why are you redoing it? Well, I mean, we've got a lot more important things to have done than to revitalize the holding in the library.
Can
I do more response
to that? I'm sorry? Would
that you respond?
Yeah, you can respond.
Well, the mold, it's disgusting, okay? This is a 10-star resort. However, you know, I would like to think we would take pride in being people and having a nice place to say, you know, look at this and take pride in it. That black mold is disgusting. Whoever thought of that, it's horrible. You know, let's add a little class here, and it's not a huge money item, and it's something that's just going to really enhance the appearance, and it's also very practical. It's going to be top. It's not going to be in the garden. Joanne and I worked on this. We had several ideas and several bids, and the board voted on this, and I agree with it. So that's going to be going on, and getting rid of the blue and the purple colors. It's going to be one uniform color. Again, we'll be doing the painting in-house. We removed the molding in-house. So these are just small money items. You know, as opposed to, you know, knocking down walls and so forth, I think it's very tactful, and I think you're going to be very, very happy with the end result.
And just remember, even if you don't come to a meeting, go online because there's audio now, and you can hear it. So go on your computer, pull up www.holidayparkfl.com. That's our webpage. Go to the meetings. You can hear every single meeting that we have. So if you miss a meeting, listen to it, you'll know what went on. So if you don't come to the meetings, you're not going to know what happens. This is our way of saying here. If you can't be here, you still have the information, but you need to go get it.
So just that's what you're going to be sitting and talking in the microphone so we can hear you come on.
Okay. Any more public comment? Yes.
Barbara Hoffman, 1021 Little. You know, I just want to say on behalf of Bob, he has put a tremendous amount of work into this, and he has reported extensively the APPOA meeting. So it just, for the people here that are only hearing it for the first time, there's been many discussions and a lot of work on his part to get all these numbers. So I just wanted you to understand, maybe it would be good to have somebody attend the APPOA meeting so they have, you know, a better coordination of what's going on between each other.
Anyone else? Okay, trustee comments. Jack.
Nothing to add.
Always.
My only thing is that I hope we review that. However, it sounds like he has some safety issues there too that we need to address. Okay, but I appreciate everybody coming and listening in your comments. Thank you.
Is now the time?
Nope.
have the time, I could ask for something you put on the agenda for the workshop. Or not, then. Okay, no comments.
I want to thank everybody for the patience on the fountain, because I had two different companies working on that, and the total today, if they didn't get that thing running, my bags are packed, and you guys are going to stir me up. So, cross your fingers, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we're putting it in the pond, and hopefully it sorts. Thank you.
Letters to this board regarding our district manager. I feel that you, please come to the trustees if you have questions, if you have ideas, if you have comments. This is the only way we're going to know. We want your involvement, so please, please, please come and talk to us. Okay? I want to thank everybody for their patience. Good work tonight. I think this community is a great community. We're moving forward. And we're going to get what we want eventually. Thank you for your patience. God bless you. A vote from the German, please. Second. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion is carried.
cheaters. Stop.
I know. It says stop.